This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning and welcome back to The Morning Run. I'm Roshan Kanasin with Noah Lim and Lynn Mark in the studio this morning. Before we get into analysis over the commodity space, particularly plantations, let's take a quick look over at the KLCI. It is still at 1,590 points, up 0.5% this morning after the four-day nap, including the two Hari Raya holidays that we had here in Malaysia. Year-to-date, down 2.2%. On a one-year basis, up 13.3%. Right now, though, let's talk about CPO prices, because they surged to a record high of 4,500 ringgit per ton, up 120% in the past year, just before the Hari Raya holidays. This sharp rise has been in tandem with the global commodity rally, which has also seen prices jump for alternatives like soybean and sunflower oil.
So this is now fueling concern of global food inflation. But is the crude palm oil price increase sustainable, especially since one of the largest markets, India, is facing a health crisis that may curb demand?
For a view on this, we speak to Elvin Tai, soft commodity analyst with Bloomberg Intelligence. Elvin, thank you so much for your time speaking with us. Now, CPO prices recently broke past a record 4,500 ringgit per ton. What is driving these prices?
Morning, Roshan, Noel. I think much of the palm oil prices run up this year has really been driven by soybean oil's rally. And soybean oil has actually widened its spread against palm oil to more than $300 per ton right now compared to parity in early January. Also for palm oil, production is recovering, but the stockpile is still low relative to historical levels. I think that has given fuel to the ammunition for prices to run up.
So do you reckon these prices are still sustainable?
I believe we should go through a period of seasonal weakness. Well, if you look at the inventory, it is on the rise, but at 1.545 million tons in April, that is still the lowest April inventory we've seen since 2009. That said, you know, inventory production is rising. If you look at Indonesia, production will be up a bit, year-on-year basis. Indonesia's largest planter, Golden Agri's yield was up about 22% in the first quarter versus a drought-impacted 2020. I think if you look at the U.S. side, the planting pace for soybean is doing really well at 42% planted so far in the season. I've never seen them hit 42% at this time of the year. Because La Nina has ended, weather should be supportive of crop yield this year. So I believe we could go through a period of weakness in the months ahead.
So with that in mind, Alvin, are you adjusting your CPO price average for 2021?
We think market average could actually be close to 3,500 this year, given that we are already at 4,000 average year to date, and you know we only have about six months plus to go. But I think what's important to note is that effective price for plantation companies will vary quite drastically this year due to factors like exposure to Indonesia, how many percent of their production is in Indonesia, how much forward sale they have locked in at, and at what price. So for individual companies, I think prices will be could vary quite a fair bit.
Right, and although CPO prices are up more than 40%, they're up around 42% right now to 4,506 ringgit a ton since the beginning of the year. The Bursa Plantation Index is down around 5%. Elvin, what's behind this divergence here?
I think there are two factors play. One is the Indonesia exposure, as I mentioned. So while palm oil price is doing well, effective prices for most planter will be lower, and in some cases will be much, much lower depending on how much of their production comes from Indonesia. Let me explain this. Indonesia has put in a very steep export levy to support their biodiesel program. So like right now with palm oil prices above $1,000 per ton, the export levy is $255. So effective price for the producer is only about $750 thereabout. So Malaysian planters have quite a bit of exposure to Indonesia. So that's going to bring down the effective average price. And of course, there's the other thing with foreign investors. I don't think we'll see a repeat of the days when plantation stocks run harder than palm oil price. A lot of investors just don't have the mandate to touch plantation stocks because of the ESG issues.
I see. So, and also I'm quite curious actually, how much of this price rally is driven by inflation concerns? And might you be looking at a stagflation scenario?
I think that is an issue which is starting to creep up, but it is always an issue which crops up, you know, after global agriculture prices surge, and that really is something that was weather driven. We had similar issues in 2010, 2011 when global agriculture prices ran up because of La Nina. So I think this is a repeat of the same thing. I think prices will cool, with the production yields starting to, you know, come back up.
So in terms of your coverage, Alvin, which planters are you most optimistic about in 2021?
We need to look at the delta of earnings to palm oil price. And for me, planters with the least exposure to Indonesia will reap the most benefit from the high, you know, current phase of palm oil price. And that would be IOI Corp, who has very minimal exposure to Indonesia. The likes of KLK and Genting Plantations have more plantations in Indonesia than in Malaysia. So, and the other thing about IOI Corp is that the specialty fats business they sold 70% off to Bunge is doing really, really well.
Alvin, thank you so much for your time this morning. That was Alvin Thai, soft commodity analyst with Bloomberg Intelligence, giving us a lay of the land for the palm oil and crude palm oil prices. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.